genocide had been going for over a year. When Maccabee Tel Aviv supporters flew here, in their thousands they came in their typical style, chanting racist vile. There are no schools in Gaza because we killed all the kids. Did the hooligans chant that? Indeed they did. In the center of town they went on the offensive. People respond, that might make sense. Unless the thugs are Jewish, then truce on the lamb in Amsterdam. As all of Gaza's being targeted and killed, the streets of Amsterdam were filled with Jewish supremacists with metal rods laying down the line of God, attacking cops and whoever got in their way. In the days before the football play, when Maccabee lost 5-0, and then the media voices shrill began to create an elaborate sham in Amsterdam. Fresh out of the reserves as the genocide grinds on, the world awoke as the next day dawned to stories of Jewish persecution spread by all the usual institutions. Government media of every description flew into wild conniptions as they condemned for the next week whoever didn't turn his cheek, blaming leftists and refugees and other such scams in Amsterdam. They called it a pogrom, but they did not mean how most people might describe such a scene, because these weren't hooligans on the attack, but folks in the neighborhood fighting back. Special oppression, it's understood, where the rioters were victims of the neighborhood, and the politicians came out to apologize, that Europe's not safe and otherwise, wrapped in flags of genocide while riding the tram in Amsterdam. Going for over a year when Maccabee Tel Aviv supporters flew here.